Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and this is my second to the last episode of 2017. I can't believe it, and this year has been long. Well, not as bad as 2016, because let's face it, last year we lost George Michael, Prince, David Bowie, and New Year's Day of 2000, New Year's Eve Day, blah, blah, try saying that three times fast, lost Natalie Cole, who's the daughter of one of my favorite singers, Nat King Cole. And yes, I know he died when my mom was in pigtails. But I still love his stuff. And it's that time of year where people don't look at you crazy when you start playing his version of the Christmas song, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Love his voice. Oh, it's my relaxing stuff. It makes me think of black chamomile body wash and relaxing after a long day. But today was not a long day. I did rest, pretty much. I was debating, let me, do I want to go out, go work out or not? And then I was like, so, yeah, today's topic is not politics because, well, I just don't feel like discussing it. I mean, I may later on, if I have extra time, talk about, but we all know politics is like a soap opera now. And now we will turn to another soap opera. I'm not sure if that's a good segue, but we will be talking about the Meghan Markle Prince Harry wedding. Okay, yes, she is biracial, but according to the U.S. one drop rule, because her mama being black, she's black in America, racially ambiguously black, but still black. It made me think of my mom because I'm not sure if it's because my mom was a baby boomer or because she was American, but she was an Anglophile to the point where when Princess Diana's interview about the cheating came on, my mom wanted me to sit through it. I was like 8 or 9. I was in 92. So, yeah, what 8-year-old wants to sit through an interview by somebody they will never meet about a government that they're not a part of talking about her man cheating? It's like, your man's rich, your man's successful, he cheated. And something years later, now people buy it on the radio. Well, we'll buy a album of it, Beyonce's Lemonade. Another topic, another day, and yes, I will go back to the Lemonade view. I like Beyonce. I don't hate her. I'm not like a beehive, but she had a song on her debut solo album saying she wanted to marry a man like her daddy. And then she married a man like her daddy, and now she's making a whole album about the issues of marrying a man. It's like, No, I can't co-sign. No. No. And I think that's why I put off buying Lemonade, because I'm like, No. We all knew. We knew how this was going to end 14 years ago. No. Just no. No mas. But back to the happy news. So my mom would have been happy for this because he's marrying an American black girl. Like, oh my gosh, it's happy. And yes, I did. I'm not sure if my mom did this with Princess Di and Prince Charles when they were, whatever they were, engaged. Or whatever kind of engagement they had. I mean, it was before I was born. I really didn't. And even after I was born, it was like, we know how this ends. He ends up with her, the other woman. Hashtag side piece goals. I mean, she was a side piece for like, during the whole marriage, he's like, look, kings have mistresses. What's the problem? Okay, so maybe he didn't say it like that. He was a little more tactful, but Camilla was a side piece of one. I discussed this with my friends. Well, one of my friends was like, side pieces are winning. It's like, well, yeah, look at Camilla Parker Bowles. She's like in line to become a queen of a monarch. So, yeah, side pieces have been winning for years. But back to Harry and Meghan, they, according to Glamour, they started dating last year. So this is a pretty quick engagement. Like, I get it when people know they know. I mean, Meatloaf knew his wife for 2 weeks and they were married for like 30-something years until finally filed for divorce. And some people have the situagement. I know that's not a real word, but it's like, when people have been engaged for so long that the flower girl is now a bride at a wedding and the couple she was supposed to be a bridesmaid to, they're still engaged. Yeah. But Harry and Meghan, I mean, they met. There were rumors swirling, according to Glamour, like last October, and now he's making it. It's a decent time. I mean, they're both in their 30s. Yes, Megan. And my phone just went off about the time of my show. I was like, well, I'm hosting it now. But, yeah, I mean, she's already done the marriage thing, which is another thing that's surprising. She is an older Black American divorcee who's Catholic. Like, this is major because his grandma is the head of a church. Not like first lady head of church, but legally recognized as the head of a division of a religion. The Queen of England, for those who do not remember, the Queen of England is in charge of the Anglican Church. So that is basically like marrying the Pope's kid. Okay, so back when popes weren't celibate, you know. It's not like marrying the first lady's son, first lady's husband's side piece, the kid with the side piece that nobody acknowledges but everybody knows about. So, yeah, so she's giving up a lot. And then on top of that, she's an actress a la Princess Grace. And Princess Grace, for those who don't, was Catholic, but she was marrying another Catholic when she married the Prince of Monaco. So it's like Catholics marrying Catholic, you know, they're going to have a boatload of kids and call it a day. I know what's wrong with her, stereotype, but back in the day, Catholic, and even now, some Catholics have a lot of kids because they didn't, I mean, it's relatively recent in the Catholic history that was like, okay, you don't have to have that many kids. We all know the Irish families with that many kids. So all of those things, it's like, oh, my God, it's shocking. And I wish my mom had been alive to, you know, see it. It's like, see, he's marrying a Black woman. And I know she would have been all up. Like, I'm going to wake up early. And then I got to remember, I mean, I'm 34. She would have probably tried to call me. Or, well, at the rate the wedding's supposed to be next year, so I'll be 35. She probably would have tried to call me and be like, are you watching the wedding? 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm recovering from my insomnia. We're going to take notes. I'm like, what? Yes, and moms will do that. I don't know how surrogate mom's feeling about this. I mean, I'll probably talk to her about it. I did send her my work for NaNoWriMo, for those who don't know, it is national, last month was National Novel Writing Month, and I actually completed it. I told a few of my friends about it, but yeah, I was like super proud. I didn't do very good editing, and then I sent it to some of my friends. Yeah, I was like, I was just more concentrating on getting it done than getting it right, and I'm trying to let go of the perfection thing. But it was a challenge, and I'm really accomplished, and I got two awards, one for my writing group and one from the National Novel Writing, and it's a good adventure if you'd like to try it because it sort of disciplines you not to be that author. And I'm not sure if you know what that author is, that person who's been working on the literary version of Chinese Democracy, like, yeah. That's that author. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said, oh, I started on a book, and then 20 years later, they're still writing the same book. So this, you have 30 days to knock out 283 pages, 50,000 words. I mean, double space, about 283, depending on the font. I think mine was like 283. So anyway, yeah, the prince here is like, aw, it gives hope. And not just, so some people would say, it's hope to the thirsty. No, that was Camilla. I mean, I got to give her credit. Camilla gave hope to the side pieces. She played her position and did it. But Megan is like, literally, there is a Prince Charming in the world for you. Travel, volunteer, be active. And I know, yeah, she was an actress, and she was on a successful cable show when she met him. But it's like, you can meet your Prince Charming. I've never, you know, met real royalty. Everybody has that stripper cousin, that cousin with the stripper name. Yeah, Princess, yeah. I had one of those. But it's like, oh, wow. And unlike from everything, you know, growing up, hearing about his mom, they were in a good place. I mean, he's older than his father was when his father married his mom. She's already done the marriage thing before. And, yeah, it didn't work, but it's like you have more of an idea. It's like Will Smith was married before Jada. Everybody forgets about that. You remember that little boy who was running around the Just the Two of Us video, Trey? That's Will's son with his first wife. I think her name was Cherie, but nobody really remembers. Ronald Reagan had a wife before Nancy. He learned, okay, I can be a better spouse. And then on top of that, Nancy was pregnant. I mean, we do the math. She was sort of kind of early. It was the late 40s, 50s. Bad image for a woman. So, yeah, but they were happily. I mean, take away your views on Reagan and as a black woman. I guess that's hard to say. But he learned to be a better husband once he got to Nancy. I mean, maybe he had some Alzheimer's when he was president, but didn't hear any scandals about their marriage outside of him calling her mom, which is weird. I would not want my spouse calling me, you know, mom, no, you're not my child. Don't do that. No. But Meghan and Harry, they seem happy. And in a world of the Great Orange and another criminal, that's all we want is to sit and be happy at a wedding, even though we know we won't get the invite. And it's like, yes, and not be cynical. That's what this whole wedding thing does. And, yeah, she will not be a princess because he's like sixth in line. So unless something happens to William's family, Harry's not becoming king. She will get some kind of duchess or lady or whatever title grandma feels like giving as a gift. It's like, look, I'm not giving you a toaster. I'll give you a title, a legitimate title. Come to church on Sunday and Easter. I'm still going to be here. You know what? I've already done like 63 years as queen. I broke my great grandma's record. I'm going to keep on going. And I admire that about Elizabeth. You know, she had a bad year. I mean, she had a bad year to the point where she called that year annual horrible or whatever it's called. Because it was so bad. It's like, yeah, my son's an idiot. And so, I mean, she didn't say it, but she knew it. That's, I mean, when you start speaking Latin about your year, you know it's a horrible year. But she recovered. You know, her grandkids losing their mom. She was a driver during World War II when there were bombs going off in England. She can handle this. She's like, I'm not leaving. And I'm not leaving it to my son's other person, other spouse. She's going to keep going. So Meghan has it good. I mean, you know, the grandma likes you. She's the one pulling the purse strings. It doesn't matter if Camilla likes her. It's like, it's not like I ruined a marriage and had a country hating me. They hate me because I'm black. That's probably how they feel about Meghan. I mean, she, yeah, racially ambiguous. But again, under U.S. rules, one drop, she's black. Yeah, but they don't hate me because I ruined their grand image of a marriage. They hate me because I'm black. That's sort of relaxing. I know you don't want to hear being given, especially in a post-Brexit Britain, blah, that's sort of hard to say, but it's true. They're not going to dislike her because she ruined the marriage. No. And, you know, there are some whiny thoughts who are like, well, why didn't he marry a white girl? He was with a white girl for years. He didn't want to be with her. He met somebody. They had common interests. They had common goal. It's not like he's going to be king. I just got the 90-second mark, so, yeah, I'm happy. And if my bio mom was still alive, she would be counting down the wedding. And in her mind, because, you know, she had a breakdown and stuff, she'd be planning to go to the wedding. It's like, no, I have to remind you, or maybe she would have been in an institution. I don't know. The woman's been dead for like 12 and a half years, but it would have made her happy. And then she probably would have been on my case. It's like, when are you getting married? It's like, I don't know when I'm getting married. Just sit and watch a black American actress marry one of Princess Di's sons and maybe figure out how to follow recipes in a British cookbook because, you know, neither one of us is very good cooks. So that's how we'll do. That's what we'll celebrate. British breakfast in the morning, watch the wedding, and be happy. So, yeah. And my new co-host, she is laying here in front of my purse. Like, she's not really guarding it. She's just sleeping and resting. And if you'd like to order any soaps for the holidays, my business email address is I as an igloo, C as an apple, G as in George, A as an apple, 2004@gmail.com. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening and have a good Sunday. Bye.